Morning everyone, welcome to day 7 of Paris-Nice on Pain and Fromage. Some news this morning, Graham has decided overnight that he's not feeling well enough to ride today, so pretty gutted for Graham, obviously, not for me. But obviously a big decision, big brave decision to decide that you're not feeling well enough to ride, so Graham's going to get a taxi over to Briançon for our rest day tomorrow. And I'm going to ride Galibier solo. One of the big calls, big famous call. Lots of Tour de France racing has taken place on Galibier. It's one of the most famous climbs in France. So looking forward to it. But obviously gutted to not be doing it with my best mate after we've got this far. Anyway, here we go. Pain and Fromage. Hello and welcome to Pain and Fromage, an occasional podcast about an ordinary middle-aged bloke and his cycling adventures. The episode you're listening to is part of a series featuring not one, but two middle-aged blokes, as Rich and Graham make the long journey from Paris to Nice on their vintage road bikes. Well, hello again. Just cycled the first few kilometres down to Saint-Jean-de-Maurienne, and I am having the most French of breakfasts here. A lovely frothy cup of café au lait, a glass of grapefruit juice, the old pamplemousse. I've got some fresh bread from the bakery and some cheese, which I'm going to come on to in a minute. Gutted about the situation with Graham. We've come all this distance together. And just some things are just out of your control, aren't you? He said to me this morning he didn't feel like carrying on, and I thought he was joking at first, but when it was apparent that he was serious, I knew that he'd been thinking overnight, and it was clearly a big decision. I'm hoping that he gets a taxi. He's got one booked already, so he's going to get his taxi over, and we've got our rest day tomorrow. Rest day tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be back together for the rest of the ride. But I guess I've got to just make the most of it. There's no point in me dwelling on being solo. It is what it is. I'm here. I've just got to get on with my day and look forwards and enjoy the ride. The one, if there is a positive, it is that I've got a lot less in terms of baggage, because Graham has kindly taken my tent, my sleeping bag, my cooking gear, and all the stuff that I don't need for today. So I can hopefully move a little bit quicker once I've got my head organised. The route takes me today south, through this town, Saint-Jean-de-Maurienne, which seems like another rather nice little place. Then back onto quite a busy main road, the D1009, and then the climb starts. Two climbers, one after the other, Col du Telegraphe, and then a little drop down into Valois, and then over the top for the high spot, Galibier. 2646, so that's another 650 meters higher than yesterday. So quite a big day. I'm not anticipating finishing early. I'm just going to ride, take it as it comes. I've got some nice country bread here. I'm just going to have some breakfast. In the little town where we stayed, La Chambre, there was a market just opening up, and of course, in the market, there was some cheese. So I've got an early fromage du jour, which I'm going to have for breakfast. This is from a market stall. It's from Chèvrerie de Savouet. I don't know anything about it. I've got a business card. They do farm sales. Presumably, they're producing and selling on their own farm. And I've got a Tom, which is a harder goat's cheese than the ones I've been tasting so far. Nice yellow rind, a little bit of mould on it. It's good. Lovely texture. Quite dry. This isn't what I was expecting at all. Mm. These bits when we're actually chewing don't work quite so well, do they? Maybe I'll have a piece of that bread. It is a crumbly cheese, which I didn't expect. Very dry texture. Kind of soaks all the saliva right in your mouth. Touch of sweetness there. I mean, that is delicious. It's very clearly a goat's cheese, but not with that intensity, not with that. I've had it described as goatiness, where it's a little bit pungent. It hasn't got any of that. Like I say, it's dry. It's got a very soft, smooth flavour. I always think of a hint of almonds. Yeah, very nice. Well, there we go. That's fromage du jour. And now, I can just hear in the cafe, I don't know if you can pick this up, maybe I'll just have a little wander over to my, I'm going to pretend I'm walking over to my bike. Something's just reminded me of home. You can hear that in the background. That was the first files of Robert Miles' children. It's turned into something else now. Yeah, not embarrassing. There we go. Fellow Torquay United fans will recognise that as the music that they played just before the players come out at Playmore. So that really does take me home. Okay, well, if I'm not careful, I'm going to end up just faffing all day. I'm going to drink my coffee, eat my delicious Savoy. Can't even pronounce it, and get on the road. Now, that was a pass. There's going to be fewer updates today. I think you've heard enough of me sweating and puffing my way up mountain passes. And if you haven't had enough of that, there was plenty of that on yesterday's. So there's going to be a few more in-depth updates today. Yeah, and this is one of them, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening. Anyway, I've made it up to the top of the Col de l'Auban, which is the alternative way up to the Col du Telegraph. So this is the first of my mountain passes today at 1,656 metres. It has been so quiet. I have seen one person running down the mountain. I have seen one botanist collecting flowers by the side of the road in the pass, or at least looking at flowers. I've seen two cars and one cyclist descending. And that is all that I have seen since I turned off at Mont-Richard, probably an hour ago. So it's been quite wonderful. And the bird song you can hear and the sound of the grass waving and these beautiful, I mean, I wax about these alpine meadows, but they are absolutely stunning at the moment. Just flowers everywhere, and then evergreen trees and the mountains, snow-capped peaks, the snow at the same level as me on some of these distant mountains. It is just cannot describe it adequately. So can I stay here all day? Yes. Can I actually stay here all day? No. I've got to move on to Valois, which is about 4 kilometres away. I suspect Graham's taxi's already whizzed through there. So I was hoping for a cheerful thumbs up, but I don't think I'm going to get that today. So at Valois, I'm going to take on some fluids, have a coffee, get a load of juice, maybe have half a beer if I can find somewhere. And then it's the big, big climb up Galibier. So, yeah, hopefully the next update might be from the top. You never know. But we'll see how we get on. Just taking a moment to stop on the Galibier climb, which I'm 7 kilometres from the top now, so still a way to go. 600 metres of climbing still to go. I'm quite tired, but I'm going to make it. And for the first time, I'm now over 2,000 metres on a bike. So, awesome landmark. I'm just surrounded by mountains. It's absolutely gorgeous. Just to pick up the story of the day, I was meant to be here a bit earlier than I am. But when I got to the top of the last col, there was meant to be a forest path that took me back to Val d'Oise. A bit of a shortcut. Well, not even a shortcut. It's just the route through, I guess. And so I started along that. I met a lovely French couple who tried to help me to find a good road, and tried a couple of possible ones that turned out to be dead ends, so that didn't really work out. So in the end, I had to take this forest path. There wasn't any other option. And it was blocked by avalanches. And so it was a beautiful forest path and came to a section where the boulders spilled right across the path, and I had to kind of take my bike to bits to get across. I'm okay at scrambling when I'm wearing my walking boots, but in cleated cycling shoes it's really, really difficult, and I've fairly wrecked the cleats, but never mind, that happens. And there were like three sections of that, and each one had bigger boulders than the last, each one more difficult than the last one. So it took me an hour to cover a 2 kilometre long section of path, which was a nightmare and not what I needed. So I missed waving to Graham as he went past in Valois. So I missed that little morale boost. Got to Valois and it was basically empty. I guess between the ski season and the summer walking season, everywhere was closed there. So there was one bar open, so I did manage to get myself a drink. But yeah, I left there fairly quickly and started the climb. So 600 metres to go of climbing. That's quite a long way. Whew. But I'm going to get there, one pedal stroke at a time. It's 3:30 now. I might get to the top by 5. Let's be optimistic. Let's give it an hour. 4:30. Let's aim for that. Okay. Bonjour. It is a great day to be up here though. It's marvellous. And from where I am, I can see mountains all around me actually. I can see distant snowy capped peaks. I can see closer rocky mountains, and I can see the one that I'm about to go up. So I better get cracking. I could sit here all day admiring it, but I want to get to Briançon tonight. Oh, that's fantastic. Very, very cold at the top, as expected. So I've come down to the Col de l'Autorité, which is still over 2,000 metres, 2,058 metres. It's another kind of col, where there's a couple of bars here, and I've got myself a drink and something to eat. Very, very cold coming down. Haven't finished talking about going up though. It's a tough, tough climb all the way. Madeline gives you a bit of respite here and there. You know, there's some flatter bits and some steeper bits, but Galibier, really, it's 8% more or less all the way. The last few kilometres are quite tough, and then you go into the last kilometre and it says it's an average of 10%, which I think is 500 metres at 15% and 500 at 5%. So you just get to the point where your legs are going, you come around the corner and you can finally see the col there. Not much at the col, it's just a little car park, and there's a couple of signs with the flags on, so you lean your bike against it, get your photo, and with the wind howling, it's so cold, you're ready to come down straight away. So here I am, sitting in the sun, enjoying my beer from the Galibier Mountain Brewers, and I love their little tagline, which is "Bière d'altitude," which is quite nice. So yeah, enjoying that, and then it'll be a flat run, hopefully, back down into Briançon. Okay, well, I've made it to Briançon after a thrilling descent the last 20k is just absolutely whizzed by. It's absolutely glorious. And here we are going to take our rest day. So we are not going to be doing any podcasting tomorrow. You'll have to have a day, a break for a day as well. So thank you everybody for listening. A particular special thanks to my amazing family at home who keep sending me supportive messages to say well done and keep going, Daddy. So Elaine, Freddie and Alex, keep on trucking, guys. You're the most amazing supporters I could ever have. Hopefully Graham will be better by the time we've had our rest day, but I think it's about time. I took it easy for a day. Thank you everybody so much for listening for the last 7 days. It's been great to do this at the end of each day, and I hope you keep listening and keep liking and subscribing and sending us supportive stuff. Thanks very much. I'll check in with you in a couple of days. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and congratulations on making it this far. If you want to hear more, then please don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also take a look at some of my written work and photography on my blog website, www.blaggers.blog. Theme music kindly provided by Abydos Music. For royalty-free music, check them out at www.abydos-music.fr. Thanks again for listening to Pain and Fromage!